Chapter 4. The next morning, Andras arrived at the hall very early. He was excited and had not slept much. He was going to be king. That was the only thing that mattered to him. He wasn't worried about his father's challenge. "My father can ask me to do anything, and I will do it," he said to himself. "I will go anywhere and complete any challenge. I will show everyone how good I am. I will show my father how brave and clever I am." He walked up and down the large hall impatiently. He was angry with his father for making him wait. Eventually, the king arrived. "Father," he said, "I have been waiting a long time. I want to know what my challenge will be. Why are you so late?" The king looked disappointed. "Andras, I thought you were going to show me you were the best man to be king." "That's exactly what I'm going to do," said Andras. "Then don't be so impatient," said the king. Andras was annoyed, but for now he had to do what his father wanted.
"Of course, father," he said respectfully. "Let's wait for the others," said the king. "Sit down, Andras."
Andras sat at the long table opposite his father. He hated waiting. However, he knew that the challenge had already begun. He must behave well. Eventually, the king's old friends appeared. They arrived at the hall one at a time. Andras sat at the table for nearly an hour before the final man arrived. He felt angry, but he hid his feelings.
"Well, father," said Andras, "everybody is here now. Tell me what the challenge is. What is it you want me to do?"
"Let's eat first," said the king, and then he called for food. Andras was growing angrier. He knew the king was testing him, though. He knew the king was trying to make him angry. Andras smiled and talked with the men at the table. They talked about horses, farming, and the weather. The conversation did not interest Andras, but he was careful. He knew his father was watching him. Eventually, the king finished his food.
"Well, Andras," he said, "after you left us last night, we had a conversation. We have decided what you must do. It won't be easy."
"I don't want it to be easy, father," said Andras.
"I want to show you how good I am. I want to show that I will be a great king."
"Here is your task, then," said the king. "You have been lucky. You have grown up in peaceful times. However, it has not always been so peaceful. Long ago, when your grandfather was king, there was a terrible war. Our tribe fought against the tribe of King Owen."
"King Owen?" asked Andras. "Why King Owen? His lands are far away in the south."
"That's why your grandfather attacked him," said the king. "Because he was so far away. Our people were hungry. The tribe was very poor. We had fought many wars. Enemies had destroyed our farms and killed many of our people. We were in trouble. We decided to go far south to find someone to attack. We found King Owen's tribe. No one expected us, and we won the battle easily. We returned to our lands with hundreds of cattle and many slaves."
"That sounds like a great adventure," said Andras.
"Perhaps," said the king. "But we were fools.